On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day, Tuesday, the 15th of January, 2019. And today, Phyllis Coates, the US actress who played the original Lois Lane in the first season of the 50s TV series Superman, she's 92 today. Bless her. Pete Waterman, the English producer and songwriter who worked with artists like Kylie Minogue, Jason Donovan and even Rick Astley, he's 72. Chad Lowe, the US actor and brother of Rob Lowe, and he used to be married to Hilary Swank, he's 51 today. And Skrillex, the American electronic musician and singer-songwriter, is 31.
Yeah, did stuff like this. That'll wake you up.
So cool. Don't you think his name perfectly describes his style of music? Because that kind of scritchy stuff sounds Skrillex-y. Like Skrillex sounds like the noise that he's making with that. No. It's almost like that's his style of music. Skrillex is what that is. That house music is called, you know what I mean? It's like it's his own, anyway.
Well, you got there in the end, didn't you? Skrillex, a new genre of music invented by Ali.
Invented by Sonny Moore, actually. That's Skrillex's real name.
That'll do. Arnott's produced their first biscuits in a Sydney factory on this day in 1908.
The Pentagon was completed in America, becoming the world's largest office building on this day in 1943.
Hardly anybody watches them these days, but back in 1959, the TV Week Logie Awards were absolutely huge and first presented. They don't. No one cares.
Do you remember that year that they got the international celebrity and it was the one that's always like really known for being asinine on the red carpet and she like goes, I don't know who any of you are. Thanks for inviting me.
I don't know why the f*** I'm here. Now I'm sitting with important people. I don't know who you are.
Joan Rivers. It was gold. I was like, that's how all of Australians feel about the Logies, Joan, and we love you. And they're all sat there thinking they're really important. She's just trashing them out. It was golden. That's a Logie right there. In 1960, the Facebook Holden.
Facebook, it's FB Holden, it's a model.
I'm really showing my blonde today.
Facebook Holden.
You know, this is just too early, that's why. The FB Holden vehicle was released in Australia on this day in 1960, long before Facebook ever existed.
The first Super Bowl involving America's top football / gridiron teams was first played in the US on this day in 1967.
This show began in 1974.
Of course, it's Happy Days.
And The Nanny starring Fran Drescher in 1995.
Oh, Mr. Sheffield!
Wikipedia, a free encyclopedia, went online for the first time on this day in 2001.
Lots of door-to-door salesmen lost their jobs and those Encyclopedia Britannicas became worthless. And it was on this day last year that Dolores O'Riordan, the lead singer for Irish group The Cranberries, died on this day, aged 46.
And that's on this day, Tuesday, the 15th of January, 2019.